this is John from Newark, Delaware.
Hi, John. So tell me about your fortune cookie story.
Well, after eating at a Chinese restaurant, I wound up cracking open a fortune cookie, and it read something about receiving a good fortune. I can't remember the exact words, so
right.
I looked on the back of it. I memorized those numbers. I played those numbers for about 6 months every single week. Well, lo and behold, nothing ever happened. Well, about a month later, after I stopped playing those numbers, those exact numbers hit for about $50 million.
Oh, no.
You have no idea how upset I was.
God.
It was a Powerball number.
Oh.
And that's played in, what, 20 different states?
At least.
Like that?
Maybe 26 states, something like that.
I still know those numbers by heart now. This has been about maybe a year or so ago, but you have no idea how upset I was.
Oh, my. Well, first of all, what are the odds of probability that that would happen and you'd get those numbers from a fortune cookie? Probably, oh my gosh, into the millions. Huge numbers.
It was. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
For the rest of your life, you will think of this one.
Exactly. Absolutely.
I love it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Oh, one more month. That's all he had to go. $50 million. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing, George?
Good.
Good evening.
Real well, thanks.
Okay, bless you and Art Bell and your entire staff.
Thank you.
George, I've got a story that I have never told on radio or television for the last 20 years, and it has to do with the Challenger. And it's a story that I wanted to disseminate to your listeners tonight and on your show because you have the best most intelligent listening audience on the planet.
I would second that.
Okay, and not only that, the work that you're doing on this planet at this time warrants this particular story to be told after 20 years. What transpired on January the 27th, 1986, the day before the Challenger exploded, I was involved with a Catholic organization called Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, and we were doing a lot of positive work at that time. In the afternoon, I was in Los Angeles at the time, I received a call from one of the members. They told me to go outside and look towards the west and come back in and tell them what I saw. I go outside and I look towards the west, and evidently a rocket had been launched from Vandenberg.
Ah, okay.
It had exploded in the air. And it had created the serpent's horn with the rockets breaking off to the right and to the left and creating a horn in the sky.
All right.
I knew then that there was going to be problems with the Challenger the following day. So I called I got back on the phone with the organization. They felt the same thing. And so we created a marathon of prayers starting at 6 p.m. that evening on the 27th. 2 a.m. in the morning, I'm in deep prayer. I'm on my bed, the room is dark. All of a sudden, I heard this electricity type of sound, this static type of sound. At the foot of my bed, a portal opened. It must have been about 6 feet tall. And as it widened, it was like blue in the background, and all of a sudden I saw the torso of a reptilian form. And as it became brighter, this reptilian, from the chest up, it was a dark brown leather type of skin, and what was very prominent that the eyes were liquid green. This entity said to me telepathically, it said, "I am Satan," says that you and your group are praying against me and what I am planning to do with the Challenger. And so I fought him during the night, and I made it very clear to him that the prayers that were offered up to our Father in Heaven would defeat whatever he had plans for the Challenger. And he showed me the astronauts, and he showed me three and then four. And he said four were his and three were not. And I said, "You will not win any souls of any of these astronauts." Around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I dozed off, and all of a sudden, something snatched the steel bars off of my bedroom window, and it fell about a story down and fell on the car. As soon as that occurred, a relative came into my room and said, "Suleiman, the Challenger just exploded."
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Now, If you and your listeners look at the explosion of the Challenger as it is taking off in 73 seconds after it's in the air, when it explodes, the two auxiliary rockets on the side of the Challenger breaks off, and it creates the horn of the satanic horn. You will actually see it. But what Satan told me that night, he says, to validate that I am responsible for the destruction of the Challenger, he said, 1 year from that date, on January the 28th, 1986, he says, I am going to cause a toxic spill from a toxic plant in Europe that is going to poison the waters and kill tens of millions over a decade. He says, the governments will never tell them. Well, on that day, January the 28th, 1987, I sat in front of the television, and a major news story in regards to a toxic chemical plant exploding and spewing this toxic chemicals into the waters in Europe existed. And your listeners can go to a computer and to see if, in fact, that happens. And the reason why I'm calling to tell you this story is that the story that you came up with earlier in your broadcast about the priest in Rome.
Yes.
Yeah, that is going to go on trial because
he believes in Jesus.
Exactly right. I want everyone out there to know that Satan is real. He's a reptilian. He has great intelligence, and he has the deepest hate for humanity that you can ever acquire. But on the other hand,
well, why did he win with the Challenger?
You know what I was told was that there was not enough prayers on the planet at that time from good people to prevent that particular disaster. And the other reason is why he destroyed that crew. It was an international crew. You had women, you had a black professor who was a laser specialist, you had the Asian that was from Hawaii, you had a mixed crew, and it was showing how humanity was coming together to conquer space.
Do you think had every person on this planet prayed, they might have beaten him?
I not only would they have beaten him, this demon would not be at the point right now where he is getting ready to cause this conflagration in the Middle East. But one thing I wanted to tell you too, George, and for all you listeners out there that believe in God and Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, and George, I hope I have another time to tell you this story. In 1990...
Well, not tonight, because...
I know, not tonight, but in 1990, George, I had a visitation from the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, and it lasted for about 3 hours, and the information that was given is going to benefit mankind, and I want everybody out there to know that there's a Father, a Son, and the Holy Spirit, and there are more good people on this planet than bad, and we can win the battle. And George, this is Suleiman from Vancouver. May God bless you.
All right. I'll tell you what, he has made some predictions in the past before, and they are pretty startling and pretty uncanny. And I do not believe he's a professional psychic. These are just events that come to him. They just happen. And every once in a while, he pops up on the show, and he just tells us.